We are back with Second Date Update. It is Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3. And we just spoke with Grant about the date he had with Courtney. They actually met in a library. And lo and behold, he's heard nothing since the date. So we're about to find out what's going on right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Courtney?
Yes. Can I help you?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We actually do a morning show. We wanted to call and see if we could chat with you a little bit about the date that you had with Grant. Is that okay?
Oh, really? That's disappointing.
Why is that?
I would just rather you call me for literally anything else than to talk about Grant.
Okay. Obviously, something is going on there. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that things kind of went poorly on the date. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're not going out on a limb at all.
Okay.
It's just such a shame because he was, like, he's a really attractive guy, but his personality is like a wet blanket.
Okay. Why do you say that? Like, what happened?
He wasn't what I expected. Like, the way we met was really exciting, and for this date to be the most boring thing ever was a real letdown.
Okay, so what was boring about it?
Well, like, I was trying to flirt with him the whole time, and he just was oblivious.
Well, he mentioned to us that you kept, like, looking past him. Is that maybe what that was?
I don't even know what that means. Probably I was trying to flirt with him, and he was being dumb about it. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we actually have Grant on the phone with us. Grant, do you want to say something to her?
I don't really know what to say. I thought the date was a fun time, and I'm a little surprised that, you know, to hear you say that you were bored, because I thought we were, like, laughing and having a good time and enjoying each other's company.
I mean, do you understand how dating works? Like, I want to be entertained. I want to have fun. And you were just talking about your boring job. Like, you couldn't stop talking about it for a second.
I was trying to get to know you.
Right. I mean, that's great and all, but it's like a total snooze fest for me.
Okay. Well, it kind of sounds like you two are on different pages here.
Yeah, sounds like that's me. Although, you know, I'd like to try and spice things up and maybe do a second date.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I was thinking that maybe we can, you know, go to a bar, get some drinks or something.
Yawn. I'll pass. I'm sorry.
That doesn't sound fun to you?
No. Like, come on. Can we go, like, skydiving or, like, do something new and, like, come on.
Grant, are you willing to go? Do you want to go skydiving?
I'm not really into heights.
Okay. So is this going to work or is this a no-go for the both of you?
Yeah, it's a no for me.
I guess. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not going to work this time.
I'm so sorry. I do enjoy the way you guys met. I hate that this couldn't work out. Maybe you'll meet each other in the library again someday.
Thank you.
Maybe.
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.